I've been boxing since I've been about 11 or so, you know. That's all I know, really.
Yeah. And did you think when you started out when you were in your early teens that you would particularly go as far as getting Irish titles and picking up that European medal?
Well, it was always me. I only won an Irish title, but then I didn't know where to go from there. I thought, you know, once I won one, I wanted to win more and do more and do more. And when I won the European bronze, that was the highlight really so far.
Yeah, we've been speaking to a lot of young amateur fighters from the Northwest here in Highland, and they all say the same thing. And we had young Brett McGinty in here recently, that to win an Irish title, it's very difficult given the class and the talent of fighters that we have in the country.
Oh, it is definitely. Like, even an international stage, you know, Ireland's up there in Europe in the top three or four nations, and you know, they even do very well at the World Championships and at the Olympics. They're just goes to show the talent in the country in boxing.
Yeah. When did you think about turning professional, and when did maybe people approach you, Tyrone? Because when you come off the back of winning a European medal, that's really when your name starts to go up in lights and people start to sit up and look.
To be honest, I never really had big aspirations of turning professional when I was younger, but then, I won that European medal and I just thought my time in the amateur game was coming to an end, and I started to think about turning professional then and give it another year or two in amateurs. But, I've loved it since I've turned over. It's a bit of a different sport. It's not completely different, but, it's not as similar as amateur.
Yeah, and there's a lot more training, obviously, involved when you go professional, and your schedules are totally different from that of an amateur.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying it as, it's like a different sport, because you're not training for three rounds, you're training for 4, 6, 8, and 12 rounds, so you have to slow it down and adapt your style to the pro game.
Yeah, and even since you changed stable and manager, how's that been for you? And has there been any difference, really, in, I suppose, the two over the last 6 months when you compare the stables that you're on?
No, not really. It's just that the manager had for my first fight, it was just a one fight agreement, but now with Goodwin, they've signed me up for 3 years, and they're really keen to get me started, and they think I can do really well.
Yeah, has Goodwin been a big name in the pro ranks? Do they have a lot of fighters under the belt of the Tyrone?
They do have I wouldn't say massive names, but big names, but which is good, because they're only started up the last 3 or 4 years, and they're ready. I think they're top three or top four in the UK, so I'm excited.
Yeah, they're going in the right direction. Obviously, they see something in you. So you've got now another fight coming up in Belfast. What date do you hope that'll be?
I was hoping that was for November the 20th, but I'm not sure if that's happening no more, because Barry McGuigan has put a show on the same date, so I think that might overtake the show I was meant to fight on.
Is it, when you mentioned that on other dates, you looked at that date and then another show's come up, is this sort of a thing that happens all the time in the pro game, particularly when your early stages, that you're trying to get these first number of fights under your belt, and cancellations can become sort of a commonplace in it?
Well, cancellations are very frustrating, and like I say, in my first couple of years I want to be fighting as much as possible, but I'm confident good one, since this one has probably been shelved, they'll get me out as soon as possible, because like I say, they do want me out as much as possible as well.
What weight are you fighting at the moment, and what weight do you maybe hope to be at as your professional career progresses, Tyrone?
My debut was at featherweight, but I only had 3 or 4 weeks notice for my debut, so I'd be able to drop down to super bantamweight for the male fights, as long as I've got plenty of notice.
And really, where do you want to go in the pro game, Tyrone? I know it's early stages yet, but you have to have aspirations and hopes, and whereabouts do you hope to be?
Oh, definitely, I'd like to win a British title, maybe even a European, who knows, a world, but as I say, it's early days yet, and you just need that bit of luck and just see what happens.
And you need to put on the hard graft too.
Ah, that too.
That's something I'm sure that's not that it's not a problem to you, but it's something that you'll thrive in. And I suppose that you'll gain as you go along, that the hard work isn't something that you'll find a problem.
Oh no, like, I'm used to putting in the hard work, training, and it just comes naturally, the hard work's no bother.
Are you one of these guys that puts in that extra 10% and 20% every time?
Well, most of the time I'm a good bit over my weight, so I need to put in the extra 10% or 20%.
And listen, you're a Northwest fighter, you fought with various clubs across the region. I'm sure you get huge support, so you do.
Oh, dude, I'm from Derry, but I've boxed out of Belfast in my amateur days, and I'm doing a lot of work now up at the Anishon Club in Dromedara with Clive Whitbread, he's helped me out a good bit as well.
Mm-hmm. So you're spread right across the province.
That's
then.
It.
Yeah. Well, listen, Tyrone, many thanks for coming in and talking to us. And I'm sure you're very excited about your professional career, and we'll watch it with a lot of interest. And we wish you all the best with it.
Thanks very much, Eugene.